And radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I want to encourage you to stay tuned to today's message by my father, Brother Hardy. He'll be ministering a beautiful sermon entitled, The Name Above All Names. The name of Jesus Christ the Lord. He's no longer just the babe of Bethlehem or the man of Galilee or the lowly Nazarene. Neither is he even the crucified Christ on the cross, but the risen Lord of glory. I'll be back to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, The Name Above All Names. And now let's join Brother Hardy for the message.
When he was crucified, all his disciples ran in fear and hid. And on the resurrection morning, they're hiding in the upper room. They're afraid that the Jews are going to come get them and kill them. So all of a sudden, the risen, glorified Lord has got his glorified attributes back. That doesn't know any physical laws. He just appears in the middle of them. Didn't have to walk through a door. Didn't even have the door that was automatically open. Man, he just walked right on through. He just walked right into the building and he said, "Woo! Here I am. I'm no more dead. I'm no more in the tomb. I'm alive forevermore." He said in Revelations, "I'm the Alpha and I'm the Omega. I'm the first and the last. I am he that was dead, but behold, look at me. I am alive forevermore." But Thomas wasn't there. Old doubt in Thomas's. So like a lot of people, unless they see something, they can't believe. But thank God, if they do see something, they will. But blessed or rather are those that don't see, but believe the word of God. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have really seen the risen Lord in person? But you still believe, don't you? All right, you don't have to see anything to believe. And everything you see, you shouldn't believe. Because your hand's quicker than the eye. So in John 20, 27 and 28, Thomas said, "Now, unless I put my hand in his hand, in that print, and in his side, I ain't going to believe." And they were together again, still scared to death, even after they were told that he was raised. And all of a sudden, Jesus, you could call him the great magician, he had an appearing act. And there he is in the building, and he said, "Thomas, come here." He heard Thomas, because he's the Lord and he knows everything now. He's omniscient. He's got his divine attributes loosed that he had them imprisoned during his earth walk, but he's loose now. Huh? And he said, "Reach forth your hand and put it in my hand. And reach forth your hand and put it in my side and see that it's me, that a spirit, a ghost, a phantom, Casper doesn't have a body and bone like I do." And what did Thomas say? What did he say? "My Lord and my God." And all the disciples were there aggrieved with him because nobody rebuked him for saying it. And Jesus said, "Huh? Because thou hast seen, thou believe, but blessed is he that has not seen and yet believed." Ah, we're blessed if you believe that Jesus is the risen Lord and God. Woo! That's the secret revelation. But then Jesus said, "Stop preaching. I'm going to give you a 40-day postgraduate course." And for 40 days after the resurrection, he appeared for them from time to time, and separated them and upbraided them from their doubt and belief and opened up the scriptures to them. So now they don't doubt, they believe, and the scriptures are open. But if they go out there without witnessing power, the world won't believe. So he says, "Wait until you be endued with power from on high." I think that's Luke 24:41. But then he says in Acts, the 8th chapter, wait, for after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be my witnesses. What? You are the witness that I am raised from the dead, and I am the Lord. I am the risen Lord. So let's pick it up. 10 days after Jesus said that, his 40 days of teaching is over. We come to 41, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 is 50. And 50, all Pentecost means is 50. The 50th day from the crucifixion of the resurrection of Jesus was the day of Pentecost. Acts 2, 1 and 8, and then I'll drop down to 2, 12 and 36. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly came a sound from heaven of a mighty rushing wind. How many say amen? There was not a wind that came, but a sound like a wind. How many sees that? There came a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, devout men of every nation under the sun. Because this was the day of Pentecost, one of the 3 days that every male Jew had to appear before God. Do you know that? Every male Jew had to come 3 times a year to Jerusalem. See how God changed it? At Pentecost, we couldn't have all the Jews in the world in Jerusalem. Wouldn't be able to fit them, and wouldn't be able to contain them. Now, is it all right I'm giving you little fill-ins? Now, when this noise was noised abroad, that sound went all over the place. The multitudes came together and were confounded because they heard every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are all not these which speak Galileans? They only speak the Galilean tongue. But how come we all, every one of us in our own language wherein we were born, hear them? And then it lists all the nations, which I'm not going to read. You can read it on your leisure. But come now to the 12th verse. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? What is this? And that was the note that Peter could get up and tell them. And Peter stood up, that the one that had, I could do a name study on Peter, the one that denied him, got up with boldness and said, and this is that. And what I got, that is this. They were all amazed and they were in doubt, saying one another, what meaneth this? And mother mocking said, these men are full of new wine. And Peter, standing up with the living up these voices, said to them, ye men of Judea and all that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these men are not drunken as you suppose, like you suppose. He didn't say they weren't drunken, only as you suppose. They were drunk in spirit. Seeing it's but the third hour, only 9 o'clock in the morning, and you know, the Jewish people don't drink and get drunk like a drunkard does. They wait till the evening, seeing it's but the third hour. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel, and then he quotes Joel. And it'd be good for you to go to Joel, the 2nd chapter, and read what he says there. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And he now defines what he means by all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out of my spirit in those days of my spirit. And they shall prophesy, and I shall show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord comes. And mark this, the yellow with a star, and it shall come to pass, and nothing can stop it. When God says it shall come to pass, nothing can stop it. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So now he's going to define and give the revelation or the interpretation that ye men of Israel hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, that's all you called him, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as yourself also know, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and with wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding in it, because he was not a sinner, therefore death could not claim him. For David speaketh concerning him, I saw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. And this word is Hades, not Guyana fire. Hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One, Jesus, the risen Lord, to see corruption. But thou hast made known to me the way of life, that has made me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. This is not talking about David, he said. He's still in the tomb. You go there every day and look at it. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had swore with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, neither did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, having therefore being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has shed forth this which you have now seen and hear, answering their question, what meaneth this?
Amen. What a powerful and inspirational message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the name above all names. I believe that you're rejoicing in your spirit as you realize that Jesus is now the risen Lord of glory. He's not the babe of Bethlehem. He's not the lowly Nazarene. He's not even the Christ on the cross. And thank God he's not the Jesus in the tomb. But he is the Lord Jesus Christ. And his name has been exalted above every name, that at the name of Jesus the Christ, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If he's Lord of your life, I know that you want to have a copy of this message for your personal cassette library. It is available in its entirety on both audio cassette and CD for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Please request offer number 307T for the audio tape. And request offer number 307 CD for the CD. For the message, the name above all names, enclose your love gift of at least $10 or more to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy, request Faith is Action magazine, and write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You will be blessed by the timely messages and inspirational teachings of the Faith is Action magazine. Write for yours today.